If you look at how entrepreneurship is glamorized on social media, you'd think that it's easy and exciting and fun for 98% of the time. Truth is, it's the reverse. Entrepreneurship is super difficult and lonely. Most successful entrepreneurs spend their days fighting fires and trying to stay ahead of the next problem. I'm Bobby Mason. I've had two successful exits as CEO and a few epic bombs. I'm now the CEO and founder of GoMahi.com, a new high-growth crowdsolving platform that will use college students to change the world of innovation. This is my daily story about the successes and failures I encounter while I try to grow a business from $0 to millions in a matter of years. Welcome to my life. It's been a pretty rough day, I guess. One of my partners and I, we just not see eye to eye. We're best friends, and ultimately it's gonna make it so we quit a project that we've been working on for a year together. And it's just something, a mistake that we made in the past, like 5 years in the past, that I guess one of us are not quite able to get over, and that's okay. I respect his decision, and it was really tough. I was beat up over it. I was pissed off, actually. It was hard for me not to take it personally. And, you know, I was kind of feeling sorry for myself. But then, you know, as the day went on, more bad news kind of happened, in the sense that puppy that I grew up with, you know, she's only 4 or 5. She had an obstruction in her stomach, and she hasn't been eating for 4 days. So she's in emergency surgery tonight. And, you know, that kind of amplified things in my head. I thought to myself, it's so stupid. I was so pissed that business wasn't going right. The projects weren't going right. And, you know, it's 8 o'clock, and I was just visiting my grandma in the hospital. And it really settled me down. And I hope all of you guys realize that if you think about it, happiness is what matters. Money doesn't matter. How successful you are, how successful your business is, doesn't matter. It's life. And life is short. You have the choice to be happy about something or mad about something. And being here with my 90-year-old grandma and just seeing like how happy she is and what kind of life she's lived, even without crazy financial success at the beginning, working in a factory and all of this, it just shows that what you need to do is focus on the relationships, and you need to focus on love, and you need to focus on the things that are most important. So I'm actually going to a meeting and talking with all these guys about how we might be breaking up the group a little bit, but this has kind of made it so I can see it with a clear perspective that business is, it's every part of us, and it's hard to separate it from our personal life. But in the grand scheme of things, it's really so unimportant in comparison to our relationships, our family, our friends. And you should never let business get in the way of that. It might consume your entire life because you work on it 10, 12, 15, 20 hours a day. But you need to stay focused on the thing that's important. The thing is, you're building a business, or you're running a company, or you're going to work. So your friends, your family, your loved ones, all their lives, you're hoping that all their lives are better because of what you're doing at work. And when you let that affect, when you let work affect your family life and the loved ones around you, and it interrupts your relationships in any way, it's not worth it. And you need to put that aside, and you need to think about the bigger picture and focus on what's important. So I just think, like, I don't think everyone needs to go to the hospital to be aware or open their minds to a concept like that, but I think all of us get really bogged down and we forget about what's really important.
I thought this might be slightly helpful for any of you guys out there that deal with writer's block. I write blogs for our GoMahi.com site. And I have found that one of the hardest things for me is to just say, or really get all these words in my head down on paper. So I'm currently writing the blog right now. So I have this piece of paper here that has our target audience right there in my hand. So I have an actual name, age, the type of human being, what their personality traits are, what they enjoy doing, what they do in their free time, how they do in school. I have it right here in my hand, and I'm writing a blog to fit this specific individual. But I suck at writing the first draft, so I actually go and I actually speak out the first draft. My first draft is actually in spoken word, and I record it, and then I sit down and I type it up. And then off of that spoken word, I actually improve upon that written document. And then I do a second draft and a third draft, because it's really important to realize some of the greatest writers today that we all know and love, their first draft sucks. And they are really truly just the best editors of all time. So my writing is brutal, but I spend more time wasting and sulking around because I just have writer's block than I do actually writing. So I think everyone, if you have writer's block, just start speaking what you're thinking and then make improvements later. It's a game changer.
All right, guys, so there are nights that you're just working away and there's just not a lot of people around you that are necessarily putting in the same amount of time. And I mentioned this a couple days ago about getting lonely. And I'm not depressed, so just don't worry about that. But sometimes you need to use like third-party mentors to keep you focused. And these third-party mentors are people that don't know you exist. And strangely, or not strangely, my third-party mentor tonight was Denzel Washington. When I was working on one of the mindless tasks that I was working on, I ran across Denzel Washington's commencement speech. And I wanted to read something to you guys that really got me excited. And I'm not a great reader, so I apologize. And I apologize that it's not my content, but I truly believe if you have never heard his speech before, number one, look it up, Denzel Washington. Just look up his commencement speech, it'll show up. If you've never heard it, I think what he says here is just so inspirational that I need to take the time to share it with you. So, here we go. This is Denzel Washington speaking, not me. If you don't fail, you're not even trying. My wife told me this great expression: to get something you never had, you have to do something you never did. Les Brown, motivational speaker, made an analogy about this. He says, imagine you're on your deathbed, and standing around your bed are the ghosts representing your unfilled potential. The ghosts of the ideas you never acted on. The ghosts of the talents you didn't use. And they're standing around your bed, angry, disappointed, upset. They say, we came to you because you could have brought us to life. The second thing they say is, and now we have to go to the grave together. So I ask you today, how many ghosts are going to be around your bed when your time comes? You have invested a lot in your life, and people have invested a lot in you. And let me tell you, the world needs your talents. So you got to get out there. You got to give it everything you've got, whether it's your time, your talent, your prayers, or your treasures. Because remember this, you'll never see a U-Haul behind a hearse. You can't take it with you. So the real question is, what are you going to do with what you have? Some of you, and this is kind of me speaking and him speaking, some of you guys out there, you're business majors, you're theologians, you're nurses, you're sociologists, you're all of these things. And some of you have money, some of you have patience, some of you have kindness, some of you have love, some of you have the gift of long suffering. And this is Denzel talking again. Whatever it is, whatever your gift is, what are you going to do with what you have? Okay, I'm sorry if that was dumb to bring up, but what is your gift and what are you going to give today? I hope all of you guys give Give, 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 and you pursue what you love, love, love. Because he knows a lot more than me. And if he's saying that to me, he's saying that to you, why wouldn't you do something about it today?